the hour, 12 noon, Tuesday, May 24, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. We have Nick Catarano from Disney on the line. Number's 844-769-2944. We've been connected about and talking about what Disney has been doing. It's obviously they went woke. It scared the hell out of a lot of people in Florida. Disney ran into some real issues because they started this "Don't Say Gay." And they, what they were trying to do was label the parental rights bill that Ron DeSantis and others were trying to get out there and get support for. And, of course, Disney decided that it was time to push back. So this is where it all went crazy, sideways. And the 25,000 acres that Disney maintains as of July of next year is going to revert to Orange and Osceola County, Florida. And so they're going to be tasked with running all of the Disney services. And, I mean, we're talking about a lot of services. What are the people at Disney, Nick, what are they saying about all of this, about the transition back?
I think, you know, it's a long way off, so it's not really reality yet. What I've heard some of the comments from friends, like-minded friends, is they love the idea that Governor DeSantis just sent the message. The fact that these corporations that think they're bigger than the state, they're bigger than the citizens, they're bigger than God, basically, that he really pushed back, and he was willing to take, he had the political courage to do so, because for years nobody would mess with Disney. It meant political suicide in the state of Florida, and I think that's how they've been allowed to get away with so much. So just seeing our governor here in the state of Florida having so much political courage to just stand on what's the right thing, it's really a shot. I guess I would call it a shot in the arm for a lot of people, just to see him pushing back and speaking up for how we're all feeling about this.
Well, in corporate, see, they must have been freaking out after they did that, and all of a sudden they found out that their little city charter through the Reedy Creek Improvement District was going to get yanked out from under them. That had to have sent shockwaves through the corporate, at least. I don't know, the people in Florida, what are they, you're talking to people on the outside, what do they say about it all?
You have so many different types of people, right? You have the people that are just too busy raising their families and surviving that don't understand the issues at large. The people that are politically awake, that are following all this or just excited that it's happening. And then you have all the, narrative creators where we're going to be on the hook. Even the local news is that we'll be on the hook for like $1 billion in some kind of debt. But Governor DeSantis, when I sat next to him on the Laura Ingraham show, he basically said that's not going to be the case. If he says that, I'll believe him rather than all the local news and all the fear that they're putting on people. But I think the big issue is just somebody's taking a stand to Disney, and they're taking a stand for the right reasons, and they're defending kids. Our most vulnerable in society are our older people and our children. And if you don't stand up for kids at all cost, at a time like this, then you're really, what good are you? And so we're really excited that he's doing this.
Well, for sure. Now, the CCDF obviously supports what Governor DeSantis is doing, obviously, because Osceola County and Orange County, Florida, I'm very familiar with both of them, been to both of them, spent a lot of time there talking to community leaders. And we've got other organizations there that are also fighting. The EMT, paramedics, and firefighters are also in Orlando and Orange County fighting the mayor, who's trying to put all that garbage on them, as well as what's going on with Disney.
My friends, I've rallied with them and close with all of them.
You're talking about the Operation Freedom of Choice .org bunch, right?
Yeah. Wendy and Stephen
Wendy Williams,
Davis.
Yes.
Yeah, Wendy Williams, Stephen Davis, Sam. Those are my people.
And they're good. Great people. Yeah. I met them all. Interviewed them all on the radio here. We appreciate you being on as well. I knew you guys were all connected down there. I just didn't know how much. You know this agenda. You know what's going on. By the way, we have a link out there that is going to be on your website. And one of those links, it says Disney stars who came out LGBTQ. It's under out.com. I'm going to tell you, be careful with that, because when I tried to access it to take a look at all of these transition sites here out of where we send out for the broadcast from the email blast we send, out.com wants to cookie your website. I immediately got off that page. Because yeah, you got to be careful with some of these websites, folks, because if you want to try to find out to singularize this campaign and what these people are doing and identify who they are, you can't even just get on there to read news without cookies popping up and people trying to track your computer and get you, into a situation where they've got your email address or they've got your IP address and they're constantly bombarding you with stuff. You got to be careful about links like that, folks. And so I wanted to put the word out ahead of time so you would understand that and there wouldn't be any, blowback on us because we tried to do the right thing. So those of you who have any comment or call, 844-769-2944 is that number. I mean, it's not every day you get to talk to a Disney cast member about something that really people give a damn about, especially parents. And I would think that, Nick, when you guys saw what was going on in Loudoun County, Virginia, with Mr. Smith getting beat up and manhandled by the cops up there, I would think that really hit home.
Yeah, I mean, that's just such a disgrace. And what father would not be in uproar with what they did to his daughter? And that's the insanity of all this. You know, you're sending these young people the young man who was claiming to be transgender, and they already have issues that need to be dealt with, and you're just sending them out there like loose cannons and thinking it's going to be okay. One of the interesting things about that here, I've had cast members reporting to me in the call centers, they're getting loaded up with, I would call, alternative lifestyle people, and she's in horror because when she's in the bathroom, she has bearded men in leopard print and stilettos coming into the ladies' bathroom. And somehow, in some universe, all this stuff is okay with people. But you know how evil it is when you're talking about that father in particular, where they beat him up and they try to turn the tables on him like he was the problem when he was the victim. And they added insult to injury. And thank God the truth came out with that. But the damage and the damage they've done to his daughter, to his family, that you can't ever really repair that. And it's just amazing to see that there are not only people that are willing to embrace these ideologies as little sense as they make, but they're willing to cover up for them when they go totally wrong and continue to perpetuate the problem. I think they moved that transgender, young person from one school to the other where he offended again. And that's the real fallout from all this. And that's why I question it all, because we have real time data now for everything. And none of this is working. Some of the data that was coming out that Governor DeSantis, Dr. Lodadapo, our Surgeon General in Florida was using, that 8 out of 10 kids that have this gender dysphoria when they're young grow out of it naturally with no real assistance. They just kind of, it's just a phase that they go through. And yet these people want to capitalize on it and make sure that nobody escapes out of there. And even with this administration where they want to push the puberty blockers on these kids at an early age and really, I have no other word for it, but screw them up. It just shows you how debased and thinking our leaders and these leaders in these counties and at the very top in this administration are. You know, it's interesting with talking about CCDF, and one of the things that one of the victories they had was to get these school books pulled off the shelf. When you look at a lot of these school books, they're talking about children being raped. They're talking about sex in graphic detail. And these books are like loaded guns in these local libraries, in these school libraries. And you have, when CCDF came to these local leaders and brought these things up, there was all this concern about the writers and the publishers and people's rights. Nobody talks about the kids. Nobody talks about the effect it's going to have on the kids. And it's hard to believe that people are that disconnected from the influence and the influence, how influential young children are to the surroundings and to the people and to the material around them. So it's horrific just to watch this stuff. but it's great to see that parents and you know, just really mama bears might save this country, because they're really, you know, here at CCDS, some of our leaders are all, they're all mama bears who just stood up and wanted to unmask their kids, and now they're leading the fight, and that's really encouraging.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, when you're dealing with people that are running for these school board positions that have these woke ideas, this is a chance to challenge these things in your own local community, folks. One of the reasons why we had Nick on the show is because of the fact that, and I just, I would never go to Disney now because of it. I don't know that it's the family friendly place that it used to be anymore. What's the consensus of people you come in contact with that are at the park? Are they supportive? Are they indifferent?
Dave, you know, I when I deal with the guest, I haven't gone into that conversation with them. What I'm amazed at, to be honest with you, is how many great families. I was at work yesterday, and I'm just meeting some really wonderful families that are there. I don't know whether they're just totally in the dark to everything going on around them, which I know a lot of families are, where they just focus on a few news channels that, or mostly all the channels that are now taken over. But it's really interesting to me that people are still there, and I don't know whether they have these vacations booked or not. But it amazes me that there's so many good families still coming. But it's important to keep raising these issues, because just like State Farm, they folded when they were trying to push those books for five-year-olds yesterday, when they were trying to find the agents to help them do that. By the public backlash, they put their tail between the legs and they regrouped and said that they were backing down. But like we've seen with all these groups and these leaders, they back down. But if they have ability to stick their head back out and push again, they're going to do it.
That's one of the reasons. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I told everybody to just cancel their State Farm policy and go with another agency, and just let these people know we're not putting up with this garbage. If you're going to sit there and infiltrate the schools and try and make change the political landscape, what they're actually doing is all part of a book that came out a long time ago called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And this book basically was all about tearing down the family. And everything that you have said, Nick, on this show is right in line with the agenda that's in that book. And this book was put out way back in the late 60s. This sort of thing is all part of the apostasy. They are trying to distort innocent minds. That's the sad thing about all this, is that And why I don't understand they would go that far. You haven't seen any of this kind of perverse behavior on the Disney grounds from
not people
that work there.
No, not, you know, what was interesting recently, right? A few months ago, they decided that, you know, if the women wanted to wear the men's uniforms, they could, and vice versa. And a lot of the ladies, because it was more comfortable, decided to wear the pants and shirt. You know, it looked a little off, but it was just more comfortable for them. I thought they relaxed a lot of their standards. They had all these standards, which I thought were great. But, you know, I saw one young black lady who let her beautiful hair loose, and I said, well, that's great that she now gets to wear her hair that way. And for those things, it was kind of good. But you started to see other people expressing themselves in a much more not conducive way to what Disney's all about. And then all of a sudden, once Disney took a stand to go against the parental rights and education bill, all of a sudden I started seeing bearded men in dresses literally serving tables. And that really, they created an environment and they primed the pump to kind of lead it off the cliff like that. And it just seems to be, you know, that to me was just, it's just not appropriate. You're taking families to build memories and to enjoy, and young children. You don't need to start having a conversation on why a bearded man in a dress is coming to your table.
Well, I would like to ask our crowd that too. 844-769-2944. What would you do if you were in Disney and all of a sudden a bearded guy in a dress showed up at your table to take your order, and started sashaying around the place and getting in your face? And I mean, your kids are exposed to this thing. Obviously, if you're at Disney World and you have your kids with you and they're at the table and they're used to mommy and daddy and the norms inside of a family, and they go out into a place like this that's supposed to be family oriented and see what you just described, Nick. I mean, how do you think most parents would react? What are they going to do? Tell the guy, I want somebody else to wait on us. I don't appreciate this. They have to turn to their kid and educate their kid and come to the defense of the kid, get up and walk out. I mean, I don't know how people are reacting in here, if they're accepting of it or if they're not tolerant. We're going to let our audience chime in here. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. You can let me know, are you planning on visiting Disney anytime soon? I'm kind of curious as to whether or not, as a result of all this, business has dropped.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, at least in my circles, everybody's dropping Disney Plus like hot potatoes, and I got to imagine it's got to be affecting their bottom line going into the future. You know, an interesting thing about all this is, like, as conservatives, we allow people to be themselves and live and let live kind of thing. But this other side now, they want to push it to your face where you have to embrace it. And if you don't embrace it, then all the accusation, you're homophobic, you're racist, you're every name in the book. And that's the danger of all this, where you let the inmates take over the asylum. They're not going to rest until you have totally given your allegiance to everything, everywhere they want to go. And as we have seen, there's no limit. You know, there's no boundaries. They're never going to stop. So just use your imagination. What's the next thing? And that's where the real danger in all this lies. They're coming for kids and trying to transition them at 5 years old. What won't they do? And what's next?
Well, to me, it's all part of the depopulation effort, which is this is something, I don't know if CCDF USA is in on this, but we're of the opinion over here at the Power Hour that this pandemic jab and everything else that's going on is all used to kill people. And when you can transition kids into not wanting to have kids, and you can transition them into beta blockers or whatever, you know, puberty blockers, and all of a sudden, or they get the jab, and all of a sudden now they're sterile, we're not going to know that for about 10 years. I've had doctors on the show, Nick, that have said in about 10 to 15 years, when they're of reproductive age and they have no sperm count, well, they can't reproduce. Well, there's your population control in reverse. That's why they want to get to the kids. They want to twist them up in knots, get them confused, get them in denial about having a family. I really think that's all part of the bigger picture.
It sure lends itself for that, because it's hard to make sense of it any other way. With CCDF, our real position is people's rights to choose. You know, with the vaccines, with the mandates, with the mask, if somebody wants to wear a mask all day long and drive in their car with, you know, by themselves or outside, that's their choice. But we really want to defend and fight for citizens' right to have a choice. You know, in a world where, they're trying to take our choices from us, we're here to fight for people's right to choose. But clearly none of this is any good, and none of it makes sense. I mean, when you look at the mandates that they're still trying to push, and you look at all the data that's now in, it's clear that this, even at best, at the best intentions that this might have worked, it's clear that it doesn't work, and it's going in reverse. And as people are getting boosters, we're finding efficacy is going in the negative. So how can you have even an emergency youth authorization or a mandate for something that's negative efficacy, and yet they continue to push it? So you know this is, you know, the origins of this push at this point are definitely evil.
Well, they are. And as far as CCDF, I want people to become very familiar with this organization. And how do we reach out and start a chapter here?
Well, you go to ccdfusa.com or .org. We have a lot of intelligence in everything we do. And we studied around the country. There's about 3,100 counties. And we studied where the most problems are, where the most dark money has gone, where the most election fraud happened. And we have it pegged that there's 100 counties in the United States that fit that bill. So we're really focused on reaching those 100 counties, because our intelligence tells us if we could take those 100 counties and correct the problems there, we could win the country easily. So, you know, we're encouraged that people look into those 100 counties, go to our website. But for people that want to support us in any way they can, please do. because as we work to build up and stand up these 100 counties, we're going to need the whole nation behind us. General Flynn's involved. He's getting involved in supporting and getting out there. And with his organization, the America Project, we also are affiliated with Turning Point USA with Charlie Kirk. So there's a lot of great organizations that everybody can plug into locally, but we really have a great game plan for the long term. So, you know, hopefully we can go everywhere if there's a call for it. As we've been growing, we've remained flexible to how we go about things and what the needs are. Steve Maxwell, one of the founders, he's a very successful businessman who is basically selling all his businesses to focus on this. But as a businessman, he says he lets the market dictate what works. As our fight for freedom for taking the country back, that's exactly what we're doing. We're learning as we go, and what works is what we adapt. And it's incredible. I'm here at a area director's training right now, and when you see the quality of people in the room, it's really encouraging and amazing what we're doing and what we're going to be doing. So definitely, you know, media. George Soros Media Matters did a write-up on CCDF, and they did a lot of research. And for like-minded people, it sounds like great stuff. But basically, it was a call to all the left-wing activists to pay attention to who we are. So I definitely encourage everybody to go out there and even read that article about us.
Yeah, for sure. And so that's the thing. If Soros is targeting you, then you must be over the target. I mean, that's just the way it is, because these people are not going to leave us alone. And if you want to follow Nick, it's called Goofy, like the character, goofyvaccine.com. You can sign up there and get Nick's newsletter and follow him and his group. And then the website for CCDF-USA is that.org?
.org or .com, and forgive me for getting that one confused, but it's CCDF.com.
All right, sounds good, folks. You have it right there. Nick Catarano, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We're going to the bottom of the hour break now. We'll be back with a little more news and your calls after the break. Stay with us.
Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors, and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-one minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, May 24, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you. We're back in our final segment here. Phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. Come on. What are you worried about? I don't bite. None of our listeners do. This is where we have dialogue. This is where you get to call up and tell me what you're thinking. If it's news of the day, anything that's kind of upsetting, anything you want to comment about, lines are open. The war zone at the U.S.-Mexico border is worse than what Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas saw at the Poland-Ukraine border. Don't think they haven't been to both and visited. Roger Marshall was one of only 11 Senate Republicans who voted against a $40 billion aid package. You know, here's the thing about taking a speck out of your own eye before you take it out of your brother's eye. The Biden administration doesn't care. They spend money, our tax dollars, and money we don't even have, like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. So you got to wonder how this guy got elected. Either the people are that stupid that elected him that don't understand how you can trash an economy in a very short period of time, and now we're facing a recession. And I don't much care about Goldman Sachs as far as what they have to say, because they're part of the problem we had in 2008, selling the trashy junk bonds to everybody that went bad, and all these 401ks and pension funds went south. Just now finding out a research analyst with Goldman Sachs was shot and killed on a subway train in New York on Sunday. Daniel Enriquez had been with him since 2013. He was shot in the chest about 11:45 local time as he was riding on the Q train near the Manhattan Bridge. Oh, yeah, it was another white supremacist that shot him, wasn't it? Now, they got video. Now, he's a black man. They got video. Everything that John Lott has said on this show, we've had John Lott Jr. on the show talking about gun safety and the gun violence and everything else, and just, I mean, he literally will burst any Democrat's bubble with his information that he's got. Everything that happened in the subway shooting with this research analyst from Goldman Sachs is exactly what John Lott has said. It's more black-on-white crime and black-on-black crime. So, you see, it doesn't fit with the narrative. None of this stuff, this violence. And, of course, they're calling on Mayor Eric Adams to pull his head out of his butt and do something about it. Yeah, good luck with that. Guy's just riding the subway. It was random. From what we understand. Now understand also, if you live in New Hampshire, you might want to think about ousting your governor. How about a recall up there for Governor Chris Sununu? Rhino, you bloody ass rhino, vetoed the legislation that would ban public school mask mandates. Parents drove to support the ban on masks in schools during one of the state's worst snowstorms to a hearing in support of it. Representative Melissa Blazek, a Republican and the measure sponsor, told Epoch Times she called Sununu's veto a huge political misstep that pacified the left while alienating parents on the right and in the middle. Folks, it all matters to the parents in the, that got their kid in the school. You have an option, like so many of our listeners out there that are homeschooling their kids. Here you have a Republican majority House in New Hampshire that's been kicking butt all session, despite the slim majority, members who vote like Dems, only for the Senate and the governor to kill it all, according to State Rep. Leah Cushman. She led the legislation to make human-grade ivermectin available without a prescription in New Hampshire. She thought Sununu's veto of the statewide mask ban in public schools was disgraceful. Again, Sununu won criticism among party pundits for calling former President Donald Trump effing crazy. And I use the word effing. I could say the Irish term, which is fecking. It's cleaner because it's allowed. FCC's not going to shut me off because I use an Irish term. Over there, they call people that are not in their right mind feckin' idiots. Seriously, that's what they call them. I have even a bumper sticker when I was over there. You know, it's amazing. The Irish absolutely love American people. They just don't like Trump. He owns a golf course and a hotel over there, but they don't like him. I don't know why. It's employment for Irish people. But whatever. Feckin' idiot. Yeah, there you go. There's a new term for you. That's an Irish term. And I think you can figure that out. Egypt is spelled E-E-J-I-T. Feckin' idiot. Which is idiot. Oh, you're talking about Biden again, Dave? Of course I am. Hi, 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 hi. Ah, Mr. Biden, you are truly a feckin' idiot. I'm going to have to say it in context. The homelessness crisis in San Francisco, markedly worse. Why? Because of their policies. It's all about policy. They can't come up with a solution, so they just let everybody camp out on the street. Wait till you see the pictures on your email blast. You will just, it's craziness. Would you want that in your backyard? Apparently Pelosi doesn't give a rat's patootie about it. Tom in Michigan, what's going on?
To get the right answers, I think we got to ask the right questions. And one of my favorite scriptures is Daniel chapter 4, where it says, and I'm going to have to go from memory, but it's by decree of the watchers, from the demand of the holy ones, something like that. That people know that God, you know, rules in the kingdom of men and sets up over it whoever he chooses, so that, you know, people may know that, you know, God actually does rule. I think the question is why does God want Biden in the White House? You know, why does God want all of these, like your guest last time, I mean, that kind of stuff drives me crazy, where they can't leave the kids alone. And just this morning, I don't want to get into the details. I just want to, you know, the question I want to talk about or, you know, debate or what have you is why God wants it this way. Are we being punished? Are we being strengthened by tribulation?
Maybe he's trying to expose Biden and the left. Maybe this is their day of reckoning. Maybe because of the fact that these people, it's like shining a light on cockroaches. What do they do when you shine the light on them? Run.
Yeah, I mean, it takes this much to get us up off our easy chair and really go out there and go the extra mile to try to do something. I mean, how long have they been putting fluoride in the water? And I'll still get laughed at by conservatives that, ha, 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 you think fluoride's bad. And yeah, I do. You know, I pay extra to filter it out of my water. Thank you very much. I guess the bottom line is, am I correct? Am I, you know, by reading that scripture from Daniel chapter 4, the other part I forgot. It's God puts the basest men over it. So, you know, apparently he doesn't do that all the time, you know, historically, but I mean, I'd say more often than not, we end up with the basest men ruling. And I mean, Am I correct in that? That's it's directly, in other words, all our religions, they get so anthropomorphic, where, you know, God, oh yes, he's, you know, this guy in a white beard or something like that. But, you know, what about the whole idea of just the ether and things like the Mandela effect where, you know, reality, it seems to be some kind of a computerized program, you know, it's and where God says he'll heal the land, but no, we're not going to try to get God to heal the land. No, we're going to fix it ourselves by having electric cars. You know,
yeah,
or,
Tom,
we're
going to
have windmills.
Yeah, Tom, they've got this all. This whole thing is figured out. God, I think at this point, wants to know who's loyal to him and who's not, and this is all a way for those who are spiritually tuned in to get right with the Father. That's my take on it. Appreciate your call. Brian in Missouri, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is, are you familiar with the egregore? Have you heard that term?
No, I have not. Enlighten me.
Okay. What an egregore is, it's where the dark take the collective consciousness of the people on the planet, okay, the whole hive mind, let's call it, and they create like a god out of it, all right? And, you know, I talked about Shabbat and Zivi, the Antichrist, you know, the messages I got when I do my meditations. And we're subject to the egregore because before the egregore, there was no hell. You get it in the collective mind, there's hell, then there's hell. There was no sin. You get it in the collective mind that there's sin, then there's sin. They're always going to control the media because they can get in the collective mind all this crap that we're dealing with. And if you study the egregore, then everything makes sense. So anyway, and this is stuff I get from doing my Kundalini yoga that activates my third eye. Then things make sense and make everything good, bad, everything bad, good. The reason you find these people hiding behind Judaism, the Holocaust, the Jesuits, the priests, because then they can continue with their darkness because people in the collective mind don't realize who they are. And then they do the same thing with things that are good. They get it in the collective mind that it's bad, and then it screws things up. You know, when you get to like Hitler and Stalin, they're not who you think they are, okay? It's been in the collective mind that they're bad through the media, and then it screws them up. They can't reincarnate and be effective in our lifetime because everything reincarnates, okay? Christ is reincarnated. This is what I get when I meditate. He's been George Washington. He's been the Prophet Muhammad. He's been Queen Elizabeth the first, Robin Hood. It just goes on and on and on. But now, because of his last lifetime, they made him look bad. In this lifetime, he can't incarnate. People see him if he's running for office, and they made him look really bad, and they go, gee, I don't like that guy. I don't know why. So what they're doing is effective.
Well, he doesn't have Christ in, yeah, I understand that, Brian. What he basically, they don't see Christ in him, and so therefore, we don't know this guy. We don't want to know this guy. Obviously, he's turned away from the real deal, and that's why we have people like Sununu out there that are basically trying to do the same things and screw with our kids, and so we can't tolerate that anymore. Appreciate your call. Dave in New York, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Hey. I disagree with the last caller that just happened along here.
No, that's all right. You're allowed to disagree. It's freedom of speech here in America, right?
Yeah, a man appointed a man for one, you know, to live once and die. It's not this continual. And when you see these shows, you know, where they trace people's history, you know, under hypnosis or whatever, and do you know how many women used to be Cleopatra? It's like 30%.
Imagine.
Of them.
You know, yeah, but Cleopatra, believe it or not, was a philatrist. You know that, right?
Hey, Hey, don't be using those $10 words on my 2-bit vocabulary, okay? But as long as we're at that, this is kind of important to me because I can't call my local radio station. I'm not that far from Albany, okay?
Okay.
And I know
nice area out there, by the way.
Oh, thank you. But at any rate, I'll bet you, you know, whatever, that Albany is on that worst 100 counties. The DA here doesn't do anything to anybody. And the mayor in Albany has her house over in Martha's Vineyard. And, you know what I mean? You can see who she's kicking around with.
Oh, but yeah, Shamaramadindo, yeah.
What I wanted to get, you know, you guys have or had like Kate, you know, whether it's Kate Daly or whatever, I'm sure you've heard of her. And I can never figure out how to spell her last name because she never tells you. So when you had that guy on and it was, see, I didn't get the letters right. I'm not sure what they are. Is it CPUS.com or .org?
You mean the, you're talking about the county? County, yeah. I'll give that. It's CC, D as in David, F as in Frank. County Citizens Defending Freedom. .org. County Citizens Defending Freedom. If you just Google that, I'm sure it'll come up. County Citizens Defending Freedom. That is one way to set up a chapter and rock and roll with it. You can get plugged into them real quick.
Okay.
I saw them in Myrtle Beach, which is one of the reasons I knew about them, is because I talked to some of them in Myrtle Beach when I was up there speaking. So, yeah, we get to run into a lot of these people.
Yeah, but you're positive it's .org then, or is it still a question alert? It's .org or
.com? Well, I mean, if you just use your DuckDuckGo and type in County Citizens Defending Freedom, you can get their website right there.
I don't have a computer to do that.
Ah.
Okay, I'm using a stupid phone. I use a stupid phone, not a smartphone. So, you don't have to look it up right now, but if you could put it out sometime, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, our producers are making note of this, and I'll have them include that on the link. Let me see. I'm going to click on my screen right now and see what comes up and let it load. CCDFUSA.com. C Charlie, C Charlie, D David, F Frank, USA.com. That's what comes up when I click the link. So, there you have it.
That's great. You know, and someone says, why would God do this and that? You know, you and I enjoy being an irritant. You know, you're not supposed to hide under a basket while the bad stuff's going on. You know, salt and light can be, you know, preservative. Or it can be rather irritating if you have too much of either one. We're here right now to shine our light and speak out for Jesus because basically, as it's come through to me, people are complaining, why would God want this? God isn't letting it happen. You know what I mean? People, you're going to get what you deserve. Okay.
You got free will, right?
If you're afraid to come out and speak and, you know, hey, put yourself on the line. And what price is that to pay compared to, you know what I mean? And again, they had some lunatic on Coast to Coast last night, and,
uh-oh,
you know, they channel the source or whatever. And, you know, and some, you know, Christian guy, he goes, what about the, you know, pedophilia and, you know, sex trafficking and all that stuff. Well, humans are just animals. And their soul, you know, should stop them from doing that. But they're just animals, and they have to control their souls. They have to control their own selves. And all of a sudden, you know, you get more and more billions of people, and it's supposed to be learning a lesson as they come along. Well, that didn't work out so well, because things are getting worse and worse, and the people are becoming more perverted than ever.
Well, and the Bible prophesied that this was going to happen, did it not, Dave?
Oh yeah, and if anybody that's on the listening that might be on the edge, or you know, one way or the other, boy, when you can read the Bible now, and if you know, it doesn't take a lot of discernment, and when it comes alive, you come alive. it's an exciting thing because, and once it's all fulfilled, it doesn't take any faith to believe in it. Well, it's too late then. And if you die in a car accident today, it's too late then too. If you haven't been on your knees and you humble yourself to them, don't be kissing anybody else's backside.
Yeah, we pray constantly. The Bible says pray without ceasing. That's what Paul told all the churches. And we appreciate your call, Dave. Thanks so much for chiming in this morning.
Thank you.
Chinese couple, by the way, has pleaded guilty to illegally importing potentially toxic lab chemicals and forwarding confidential mRNA vaccine research to China. Hell, you knew that was going to happen. Amazing how that is. But we know this stuff goes on all the time here. Just that sometimes it gets exposed, sometimes it doesn't. The FBI, by the way, kept field agents in the dark about the Clinton camp origins of Trump's and the Alpha claim. They all knew that the whole thing was BS. But the leadership kept them all part of it. FBI was in on it. That's why they can't be trusted. The undecided voters and an endorsement from former President Trump could tip the hat, the results in the election May 24th in the Georgia primary. Survey USA found 60% of those planning to vote in the Democratic primary still hadn't made up their minds about a favorite. So a clear leader was almost impossible to pick. What do you pick? Lesser of two evils? Huh. Really? See where we're going with all this? This is just crazy. People already needed to know when they, you know, who they're going to vote for. I always said, vote for the person, not the party. We'll see if that happens in Georgia. Got a story on that for you on the email blast. I wanted to get with the remaining time we have here. Gas prices jumped 33 cents in the past 2 weeks, $4.71 a gallon. I paid $4.33 a gallon this morning when I filled up. $42 to fill up 10 gallons of gas. Wow. Lundberg survey comes out, analysts predict prices are going to climb to more than $6 a gallon by the end of the summer. Thought I'd let you know that in case you're planning on not going anywhere this year, or you might want to just stay close. Maybe go to Disney World. Not. Yeah, it's time we need to start boycotting all the woke folks, folks. Don't need them. State Farm, you people, I'm telling you, this is one way you can make a difference. Call up en masse, tell all your friends, look, unless you want State Farm to launch one of these books on your kids. See, they only understand the bottom line. That's the way all these woke corporations work. If you start starving them out by boycotting their stuff, canceling their policies, then they get it. And that's the only way, like you heard Nick Catalano on our recent conversation we just had today, earlier in the hour, talking about the fact that this is the thing. You don't give them a chance to raise their ugly head again. The only way to do that is to shut them off at the pocketbook. You get a refund on your insurance when you cancel. Replace it with something else. And tell them why you're doing it, too. Tell them why you're changing your insurance policy and get out of State Farm. Enough said on that subject. Dr. Joseph Mercola, we posted a story on there on your email blast about why it's time to give up on government. Because we're facing a multitude of catastrophes pancaked one on top of another. World Economic Forum, huh? Really? All their predictions for the future starting to take shape. And the only way that you're going to change the landscape is in your own community. Elon Musk, meanwhile, has suggested he wants to slash his initial $44 billion bid, taking over Twitter, because he says all these bots that may make up 5% of the daily users are fake spam. Why should he have to pay for that? If when somebody on Twitter pointed out 25% of users on Twitter are bots, the acquisition deal should cost 25% less. Of course, Musk responded, absolutely. The tit for tat is still going on. We'll see what happens. Bloomberg, Technocracy News, looking into Bloomberg, technocrats are pitted against capitalism and free market economics to replace them with sustainable development, a.k.a. technocracy. Wealth destruction of the middle class has been progressing since the millennium, now accelerating at a record pace. The WEF predicts that by 2030, you will own nothing. Here's the bigger picture. Americans have lost $20 trillion with a T since the start of 2022, thanks to all this. It's crazy. That's in our email blast. You can read that report. Technocracy News. This is Patrick Wood, by the way. GEMS stands for Geo-Enabling Initiative for Monitoring and Supervision, and guess who's doing it now? It's being adopted by the World Bank to monitor and control people throughout the lending world. So you go out and get a loan, guess who's got your number? Thought we'd let you know that. We're also talking about this antioxidant-rich supplement, like the Fountain of Youth, vitamin C. What? You didn't know that? Now you do. We got Power Mall products of interest, Purely C and Vitamin E, tocotrienols. Hop on there and pick yourself some up today because that's what keeps us going. And if you're curious about beekeeping, we have an article posted about what it takes to actually get started. I'm afraid I won't do it. I'm allergic to bee stings, so that's kind of not my thing. But anyway, we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Power Hour. Dick Krieger, it's been wonderful. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.